Hello and welcome to another episode where we dive into strategies that make learning more meaningful. I'm James.
And I'm Lisa. Today, we're talking about something every teacher grapples with, aligning assessment and instruction. It's such a critical topic, James.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, students learn what we teach and, just as importantly, what we measure. If those two things don't line up, we're giving them mixed messages.
Right, like if you teach one thing in class but test something completely different, students are left confused. It's not just unfair, it's counterproductive. So, James, let's break it down. What does it mean to align assessment and instruction?
Great question. It's essentially about making sure that what we're teaching, what students are practicing, and how we're assessing them all point to the same goal. It creates a clear path for learners to build competence.
Exactly. And one of the first steps is to start with the competency itself. You define the specific skill, knowledge, or even metacognitive behaviors you want your students to demonstrate. What do you want them to be able to do? And at what quality level?
That's the North Star, isn't it? Everything follows from there. Once you've defined the competency, you design assessments that directly measure it. But, Lisa, here's where I think teachers sometimes stumble. What makes a good assessment task?
Oh, I love this part. A good assessment task is authentic. It should mirror how the competency is applied in the real world. For example, instead of just asking students to list the steps of the scientific method, ask them to design, test, and refine an experiment. That's much closer to what scientists actually do.
That's such a great point. And it's not just about the final task, either. You also need rubrics aligned with those success criteria, and they should be created before you even start teaching. Clear rubrics give students a roadmap to what success looks like.
Absolutely. And then you plan your instruction and practice to scaffold toward that task. Think about sequencing lessons to build sub-skills, using formative assessments along the way, and giving students opportunities to apply concepts in realistic contexts.
So, formative assessments. Let's unpack that for a moment. What kind of tools are we talking about here?
It can be as simple as an exit ticket where students reflect on what they learned, or a quick poll to check understanding. You could use mini whiteboard responses, one-minute reflections, or even a live quiz. The key is to use those results immediately to adjust your teaching, reteach, scaffold, or extend.
Right. It's that immediate feedback loop that makes formative assessments so powerful. And speaking of feedback, Lisa, what's your take on giving students actionable feedback?
Oh, feedback is everything. It needs to be timely and actionable. Whether it's conversational, written, or rubric-based, the goal is to help students understand where they are and how they can improve. And don't forget self-assessment. It's so empowering for students to reflect on their own work.
Exactly. Self-assessment ties into metacognition, doesn't it? Teaching students to plan, monitor, and evaluate their learning is a game-changer. It's not just about the content. It's about helping them become independent learners.
Absolutely. And you can design tasks to explicitly teach those metacognitive skills. For example, ask students to set process goals, choose and justify strategies, and evaluate their outcomes. A rubric for metacognition could include criteria like planning, monitoring, and reflection.
And the beauty of that is it makes the learning process visible. You're showing students how to think about their thinking. So, Lisa, let's circle back to summative assessments. What role do they play in this alignment process?
Summative assessments are like the final checkpoint. They're there to verify whether students have achieved the competency. But they also serve as feedback for us, the teachers. By analyzing results, things like mean scores, common errors, or item difficulty, we can see what worked and what didn't in our teaching.
That's such an important reflection tool. And when we align instruction, practice, and assessment, it's not just about better results on tests or projects. It's about giving students the tools to succeed beyond the classroom.
Exactly, James. It's about preparing them for real-world challenges, whether that's writing a compelling argument, designing an experiment, or collaborating on a group project. When we align these elements, we're truly setting them up for success.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. If you're a teacher listening in, we hope you've gained some practical ideas to align your assessments and instruction. Start small, maybe with a clear success criteria poster or a quick exit ticket, and build from there.
And remember, it's a process. Aligning instruction and assessment isn't about perfection. It's about progress.
Take care, everyone, and happy teaching.